Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
NC State, with an 11-17 record, has only two things to play for. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The game against State in Raleigh is an absolute must-win for the Tar Heels, who cannot lose to the ACC's last-place team without sliding off the NCAA tourney bubble. And still, it's a dangerous foe. The Wolfpack is tied with Georgia Tech for the worst record overall and dead last in the league at 4-13. There is always a chance that a team dressed in Carolina blue coming to their house will catch State's best game of the season. That's the nature of the rivalry. On paper, the matchup isn't close. UNC shoots better from the floor, arc, and foul line, has a +6 rebound margin, and has more assists when that isn't exactly a Tar Heel strength. In the Ken Pom ratings, which I don't really understand, it is also no contest. Besides the hated pale blue making State turn, well, red hot, the fate of Coach Kevin Keats is clearly on the line, despite his team suffering serious injuries from literally opening night. And the fact that he is the only Wolfpack coach to defeat all three Big Four rivals in their first meeting since 1919 has been lost in the discontent. Carolina blew out the Pack by 20 points in their first meeting as the Tar Heels reached the 100 mark for only time this season. Fear the Pack's athleticism and quickness would prove problematic went away by halftime when the home team ran up a 56-31 lead. State does have some special players, no question about it, including two of the top eight scorers in the ACC. One of them is Darren Sebron, who is also the second-best rebounder in the conference, almost four caroms per game behind Armando Bacot, and the fifth-best shooter in the league. Terquavion Smith is also the ACC's best all-around three-point marksman. So, why exactly has State lost seven of its last 10 games and put Keats in the crosshairs of its perpetually disgruntled fan base? Maybe because opponents are keying on Sebron and Smith and daring someone else to beat them. No one really has. State has two legitimate upsets this season, winning at Virginia Tech and beating Virginia in Raleigh. Its margin of defeat has been narrow only once in the last eight losses, that one by a basket at Pitt. The Tar Heels have won seven of the last eight at PNC Arena. This is Archansky. See ya.